I think a lot of people have experiences that are not, maybe the experiences started out really well, and then over a period of time, people may have gotten entitled to your kindness, or ungrateful. And for a lot of people, it makes them pull all the way back and be someone completely different, because they don't want to experience being that good to someone for it to be taken for granted again, which is understandable because you're human. But depending on your willfulness to try and not just say, I'm going to try it again, depending on your openness to allow yourself to feel something good that you used to enjoy again, or even having new experiences with different people, you can't just say one day I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, or one day I'll have a good time, or one day I might try it again. You have to get to a point where you just do it again. You have to get to a point where you're willing again. And you might be at a point in your life where you're just not willing right now, or you're just not willing to do something new, to try something you used to do with a current individual because of your past experience. But one day you might meet someone who makes you want to try, who gives you a feeling of comfort, someone who never made you second guess your efforts with them. And I think it's fair for people who reciprocate your efforts and listen and show you, like, I'm listening, I'm doing, I'm showing what's up, to really meet them halfway and allow their words to have weight. Allow what they say to show up for you. Because if you don't, it's kind of like you're giving old shitty things and old shitty experiences that you have more power over your future good ones. You're stalling yourself out when you could be enjoying your happiness now. You're creating obstacles where the horizon is clear as fuck. And a lot of people do it with career opportunities. A lot of people do it with friendships. A lot of people do it with developing better and healthier romantic relationships with people, where you're allowing old bruises to dictate great new experiences for you. And until you get to a point where you want to get out of your own way, nothing good matters. Until you get to a point where You take a person's word who has never lied to you, who has never made you second guess what they're saying as a truth. As long as you keep second guessing something that has never shown you a reason to have to second guess it, you'll never be able to experience the lightness and the just carefreeness of knowing, like, what this person said is what this person means. What this person said is what it is. I don't have to second guess it. I don't have to go behind them and make sure. I don't have to wonder, like, what they said was the truth. And if you feel like that about someone, by all means, explore. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. For why that is, have a conversation with them about, hey, I understand that you said this, but because of my past experiences, it makes me feel like this when that is said. And give them that grace and at least that conversation like, okay, this is something you're currently still working on. But some people get to a point where when do they have to stop proving to you that what they said is what it is? When do they have to stop making sure that you believe what they're going to do? And some people have no problem continuously showing that, proving it. And you have to have the patience of a fucking ninja sometimes with people to be like, hey, have I ever put you in a situation where you were uncomfortable? No. Have I ever told you something where you found out that it was definitely a lie? No. Have I ever made you feel like you can't trust something I'm telling you or the results of what I'm doing. No. So when will it be enough? When will you find sureness within a situation with certain people who have outproven, like, this is what it is. What I said is what it is. What I told you is what it is. What I showed you is what it is. Don't think any more about what I said. Like, I understand we live in a society where people like to take advantage of other people, but a lot of times people have people that they ask for, that they prayed about, but they're just not ready to receive. And I was one of those people who I didn't pray for the person I wanted until I felt like I was ready to receive the person I wanted, because I didn't want to ruin a good thing. So until I got to a point where I wanted to receive someone that was good for me, I never brought it up in a conversation with my creator, because I knew if someone good came into my life at a time where I wasn't willing to receive them, I was going to waste their time. I was going to push them away. I was going to allow my pessimistic thoughts to overtake great ones. And that's why I think it's very important that if you find yourself in various relationships with people, it is very important for you to take a break. And when I say take a break, I'm not talking about 2 weeks. I'm not talking about a couple of months. I'm talking about maybe a year or two to really evaluate what the fuck you got going on, and have you actually been putting in mental, emotional, spiritual work on yourself to really match your words? Like, can you trust your words? Do you actually believe that you deserve someone good for you? Do you actually believe that someone good for you actually exists? Do you actually believe that you will be able to cater and uplift and pour into someone who is being good to you? Because it's all about reciprocation. And so I think it's a lot of people out here right now who are bruised the fuck up from past experiences that were not in your control, but the results were.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
The results of those experiences, and some people have more work to do than others. Some people have minimal work to do. Some people are dodging and weaving, starting to do their work. But I think it's super important that you give people who are showing up for you grace, and you owe them a certain level of faith, especially if they earned it. Because if you don't, you put the person who has never let you down, you put the person who just wants to show up for you, who wants to make you better, who wants to see you greater than you are, you overwork them, you exhaust them, and you don't want to exhaust someone who is willing to be your best supporter, period. You know what I'm saying? If I'm supporting you more than the next person, why are you exhausting me? Why are you pushing back? Just let me support you. Let you know, my word be my word. And a lot of people have a hard time doing that. And some people spend a whole relationship proving and showing and trying to erase old bruises from people emotionally so they can heal up. But healing up old bruises is not your job entirely. Somebody has to be willing to, you know, keep up with the bandages, keep up with the cleaning of the surface, making sure it's the healthiest to receive something good, to have a better foundation for something good to be laid upon it. And so I just want people to stop putting obstacles in your way when your path has been cleared. When people who have shown you nothing but the utmost over and over again, stop questioning that. Stop assuming something's gonna go bad. Stop speaking negativity into your path and into your life. There are good people out here. There is someone who is willing to be that safe space for you. But you got to be willing to receive that. You have to be willing to believe that. You have to be willing to give space for that person to show you that. And if you're not ready, be honest with yourself and be like, you're not ready. Because if someone's willing to put in the work and have the patience to allow you to receive what they want to do for you, they deserve that space. They deserve that stage, you know? But it's only so long that this person is going to want to perform for you. And I'm not saying perform because it's phony. I'm saying put on a show for you. Like, this is what it is. Like, this is legit. Because, listen. I'm not no Jehovah's Witness. I'm not going to go door to door every weekend and knock at your door and try to convince you about what I believe and what I think you deserve. I'm not into beating my point across to people who are hard-headed too long. You know, if you come to me and you ask me, cool. You want to have a discussion, cool, but I'm not going to fight you to believe too long. So if you're someone who isn't in a position to take in a person's goodness, don't put that person who's been good to you on overtime. You know what I'm saying? Be willing to take that chance with that person. Be willing to be open with that person. Be willing to give that person grace. Because, I don't know, the real late 80s, 90s kid, we got real knees, okay? We was outside on the bike bars. We was outside at the playground really getting it in and playing blind man's bluff. And if you lived in like a huge apartment complex that had hella buildings and basements, and y'all was playing manhunt, you was all through buildings all throughout the day, running and scuffing knees and bleeding because you got a cut on your elbow, whatever. But you not gone years later, stop yourself from enjoying life and having fun because of that one thing that happened years ago. And that's the same way you got to look at your experiences. Like, if you get bruised up because of something old that happened to you, sorry. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean I'm not going to live and try new exciting things today because of something that happened years ago with somebody or a group of friends, or I don't know, like, you just doing shit. This is just a healthy reminder not to give up on something possibly being good for you. Not to deny yourself good experiences for something that might be exciting for you, because that could be exactly what you need. That could be the key to your next level in life. And you might be just blocking yourself because you're scared. You might be blocking yourself because you don't trust it, and you don't trust yourself to make the right decision about somebody new. And if that's the case, be honest with yourself and be able to say, I don't trust myself to make a good decision about people in my life because I thought my old decisions were good. But I think that comes with a certain level of self-awareness that you have to have over a period of time and maturity, and not just moving because you really like a person, but making moves and decisions because you really believe in this person and what you needed to see in this person on a daily over a period of time has proven itself, right? And so, I don't know. Stop being a hoe. Stop being a hoe and try it. Stop being a little punk, you know what I'm saying? And do something different. Do something good. Like, when I say what I say is what I said. Simple and plain. Don't overcomplicate shit. I don't have a reason to lie. I don't like anybody on this earth enough to lie to them for a temporary gain. Like, it does nothing for me. I never want you to think back and be like, oh yeah, I remember Shan. She lied to me about X, Y, and Z. I ain't lied to nobody. I have no reason to lie. I don't want to have to remember a lie. What I said is what I said. You know? Just be good to yourself, man. Be good to yourself. Be honest about what you think you deserve. And if you're in a mind frame where you think you don't deserve goodness, be able to say that. Be able to say that and do something about that. Please. 'Cause shit. But that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for listening to this. I was like, let me write this title down before I forget what I want to talk about. Y'all definitely getting this later on. I'm not going to drop this right now, but I know there's a lot of people out here that need to stop killing new experience because of old shit. Grow the fuck up. Yeah.